Gary pressed his forehead against the wall, shivering as the cold water streamed down his back. The skin on his stomach and inner thighs stung from where he'd scrubbed it himself with Marilyn's nail brush. The pads of his fingers were ridged and waterlogged. He'd been in the shower for upwards of an hour, and the reek of Pantene was becoming unbearable. He'd used all of the complimentary body wash and Marilyn's shampoo on last night's clothes, stomping on them like a demented wine presser. They were bundled in a ball in the corner of the stall. Without bleach, there was no guarantee they didn't hold a trace of his girl's DNA. He'd have to dump them over the side as soon as possible. Concentrate on the water. Think about the cold. But it wasn't working. The black thoughts were creeping back. Marilyn had bought his upset stomach excuse, but he doubted she'd let him skip the evening's festivities unless he was really at death's door. He supposed he could make himself vomit within her hearing, stick his fingers down his throat, but he was so consumed by anxiety he was beginning to think he wouldn't have to fake it. Because they must have found his girl by now. The cabin stewards were thorough, servicing the cabins twice a day, and it had been more than 12 hours since she'd... A rumbling under his feet. A jolt. The shower water sputtered, and Gary opened his eyes onto blackness. For a second, he was convinced he'd gone blind. A punishment from God. Then, as a vibration rocketed up through the soles of his feet, it dawned on him that something was wrong with the ship. He shut off the water, fumbled for a towel, and listened. The background whir of the aircon was absent, which made his head feel lighter somehow, as if he could finally think rationally. He felt around the sink for his glasses, then edged his way out of the bathroom. He waited for his eyes to adjust to the darkness, but of course they weren't going to adjust. There was no natural light in the cabin. He always booked one of the cheaper internal staterooms. An alarm beeped several times. There was an unintelligible message crackling with static, and then...
G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Damien, your cruise director here. Just to let you know, we are experiencing an electrical problem. There's no cause for alarm. For your own safety, please return to your staterooms and wait for further instructions. Thank you. And like I say, there's no cause for alarm. We'll be updating you in more detail shortly.
Gary inched his way to the door and eked it open. A bare-chested guy wearing plastic devil horns rounded the corner, a woman in a bikini and strappy gold heels jiggling after him. As they came closer, the emergency strip lights on the floor turned their skin a sinister greenish colour. The floor dipped, and Gary stepped back, letting the door slam. Saliva flooded into his mouth. Outside, doors banged, a woman hollered. Someone shouted for Kevin to
get a fucking move on, dude!
He shuffled back to the bed, flinching as the lights wobbled on. They were far dimmer than usual and cast a sallow glow around the cabin. Water crawled through the hair on his legs, his panic now so intense he could almost see it as a physical thing in his peripheral vision. It was just a mechanical glitch. It happened all the time. Foveros was notorious for them. And even if they had found her, the last thing they'd do is stop the ship. No. He was just letting paranoia get the better of him again. He squeezed his wrist, clung to the shallow thump of his pulse, made himself count back from 100. Then again. And again. Good. It was becoming easier to breathe. The lock clicked, the door slammed open, and Marilyn burst in.
Gary, you're here!
Speak.
Where else would I be?
Honey, I reckon we should get out.